1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. So much bad news today, and we'll get to some of that. We thought we'd start the show with looking on the bright side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. She is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency in Laguna Beach. And they sponsor and send a lot of people around the world to a lot of exotic places. One of the top travel agencies in America. Well, not in America, I guess, but probably someday you're hoping, Colleen, that that's the case, that you guys are going to be ruling the roost. But I know you do a lot of good business there in Laguna Beach.
Right now, Phil, we're really happy with the business that we do, but as many people as we can make happy, we want to do that too.
You have a Final Four tour, and this was born. Now, this is ingenious, and this is something for the women in the audience. You have a tour that'll take women to the Final Four basketball tournament in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a week from today. Isn't that correct?
Phil, that is absolutely correct. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is very proud to present our Final Four tour. And let me tell you how we came up with this idea. I was very, very blessed when I was born with good looks. My mother is part Cherokee Indian. My father is very handsome German. And as a result, Phil, I have really, I guess you could say I have a really pretty face. And I do have a nice body. And a lot in my life, I guess, men have reacted to me that way.
So men think you're cute?
Yeah, as tough as it is to talk about it, men do think I'm cute. But I was trying on a pair of jean shorts the other day that I wanted to wear with some cowboy boots because one of the men that I'm dating wanted to take me to a hockey game. And I looked in the mirror, and I did what a lot of women across this country do every day. I looked in that mirror, Phil, and I said, I know I'm more than just a cute body and a cute face. I know I'm more than that because I own my own business, and I can really, really enjoy talking with men about a lot of different things.
And all right, so you created this Final Four tour.
This is a Final Four tour for other women like me who are really, really tired of being looked on as just really cute with really sexy bodies. We can talk about sports. We can talk about a lot of things with the men that we date. And so that's why I went back to the office, and I came up with the idea for the Final Four tour.
All right. This is a Final Four tour that will go to Minneapolis to watch the basketball game, right?
That's right. And I want to tell you, Phil, for the women in the audience that don't know what the Final Four is, it is a wonderful place to go with one of the men that you're dating. It is, in a nutshell, the Final Four teams of the basketball championships of the world. The 16 teams of the Sweet 16 will play, and then the four winners will go to the Metrodome Basketball Stadium, which is in Minneapolis, and that's served by Northwest Airlines, to play the final four basketball game. Now, I have a block of seats, which means that there are a bunch of seats together, and now we're looking for women who are attractive but know that they have so much more to give. And you can invite one of the men that you're dating, but we are just asking women right now, Phil, for our Final Four who are attractive but want to be seen as smart, too, to participate. And you girls know who you are. And we really suggest you present yourself at our office to purchase your tickets, and we can determine if you have that combination, really, of a cute body and a really cute face. And I just think it's going to be a lot of fun, Phil, for the girls out there. Really, what we're saying is, come on, girls, let's make a statement. We can be smart and enjoy basketball and not just be cute and not just have sexy bodies. I really feel in the...
Okay, let's give out our phone number right now at 1-800-449-8686. And I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Colleen. We're talking with Colleen Kristen Brewster of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. This is Looking on the Bright Side. And you've put together a tour for women to go to the Final Four with... as it says in the brochure, with one of the men that you're dating, and to be seen as somebody who's smart and knows basketball and not just cute and sexy.
That's right, Phil. And I think this is a great opportunity. Come on, girls. Let's show the guys that we're not just, you know, something they're going to come home to and take advantage of us sexually. Or I don't know about a lot of girls, and if I could speak candidly, Phil, I am so tired. I'm really bored with I'm really bored with giving oral sex to the men that I date, or to one of the men, or to the men that I date that want that. I want more. Men need to know that we expect more. And if men want us to get more, then we have to show them we can give more.
All right, so being conversant with a man about basketball.
Basketball and other things that men are interested in. Whether it's the stock car race driver who was killed, Dale Earnhardt, or it's about the Wall Street Stock Exchange, or the Dow Wall Street Stock Exchange, or anything that men are interested in. We really want to let men know that we want to be seen as something more than just someone they come home to and, you know, have us give them sex. I am really more than a great pair of lips and a great pair of hips. I am a woman. So come on, girls, let's make that statement today.
All right, calling Kristen Brewster. You can talk to Colleen at 1-800-449-8686. And I know we'll give out the number to your office. Now, you're saying that for women who are interested in the Final Four tour, they need to present themselves at your office on Pacific Coast Highway. And tell me a little bit about that.
You know something, Phil? We don't want to turn any women away at the gate. We really don't want to turn any women away as we're getting on board the plane. We're just asking women to present themselves at our office so we can get a look at you, so we can talk to you, and so we all know we're together. And we want a really smart combination of cute, but also with a really sexy body and a really good mind.
And now, who? Forgive me for asking the question, but who determines that? Colleen?
Yeah, who determines that would be myself and one or two of the other girls in our office, probably Gwen and Judy, who are two of the other girls that work in the office.
So Gwen, Judy, and you would determine which girls would qualify for this Final Four package.
That's right. And if you're a woman like me, if you're really cute and you're smart, then we're going to allow you to buy the Final Four tour package. And I think that's just really something to look forward to, really something to work on. And one of the other things, Phil, I wanted to mention, if the problem a lot of the women are having is just a weight problem, this is a goal for you. Try to lose the weight.
Well, since the Final Four is next weekend, you know.
Well, I know that is true, but if there's a crash diet or something they know about, that they can lose a little bit of the weight. Obviously, girls that are not that, I guess, facially good-looking would qualify, but the girls who are just carrying a little extra weight,
They might be able to get on board.
They could get on board, that's right.
All right, calling Kristen Brewster. There's so many things I want to ask you. I don't know how you determine how cute a girl is.
It's something that women know about each other. The cute girls out there know who I'm talking about. They know that I'm talking to them.
All right, a question. What about the women who may not be cute or the ones who don't see themselves as cute? What do you say to them?
You know, there's lots of tours they can go on. There's lots of cruises they can go on where they can meet men. This is one that is for women who already have men in their lives and want to really stop being seen as just cute and something to have sex with, I guess.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, calling Kristen Brewster on the line here, talking about her Final Four package, which is nothing that I've ever heard of. She's limiting it only to women who are really cute and really smart, so that you can bring one of the men that you're dating, and he can see that you could be conversant in sports and other things, as well as just a nice-looking thing to have on his arm. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And we're talking with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and this is Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and a package that she's got called the Final Four Package. There's a lot of travel agencies out there, and there's a lot of sports packages, Colleen. I've never heard of a sports package for women. And
that's really why this is so unique, Phil, that this is for women.
But I've never heard of a sports package that was exclusively for women who are currently dating men and need to communicate with them better. And
it's really not that unique. What makes our package unique, I think, is that it is exclusively for women who are tired of being seen as sex objects and would like to be seen a little bit more as smart. And
all right, I think a lot of women would probably say that, but you're saying you're keeping women off of this tour who are not cute.
Who are not cute and probably don't have the body that we're talking about, yeah.
And then, and I would think that would be a little hard for a woman to take.
Phil, this is really not a tour for every woman. This is a tour. The women who belong on this tour, they know who they are. That's all I can say. We just all know who we are. We dress a certain way. We have a certain kind of body. We're really cute. But we want a little bit more from our men.
All right, so unless a woman knows that this is a tour for her, she shouldn't...
I really would encourage her to come to our office. We can take a look at her and see if she's cute and if she has a really nice body. And then we can talk about what's, whether she qualifies for a package.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So in other words, we got a tour here that you have to... people got to qualify for. Richard, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Now, Phil.
Yes.
Man, what does that got to do with anything? Why do you have to be cute? And who's the judge of all these cute people? She probably ain't cute.
Okay, did you have a comment, sir? I don't understand.
Yeah, I can
answer the man's question.
That was a stupid
This is really about women, and it's really not about men. It's really not anything that a man's going to understand. This is about women wanting to spend time with interesting men.
But that's stupid.
Have you been to school?
That's stupid.
Have you been to school?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a college grad,
I
don't see what that...
I'm not in the business of explaining this to someone who may not be educated.
Oh, please. With a stupid idea like that...
What's stupid about my idea?
Men who meet women that are really cute don't think that we can have a conversation about sports or the Wall Street or the Wall Market. This tour teaches men otherwise.
So tell me, what do you know about Wall Street?
I'm not in the business of saving people's feelings.
All right, so thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, and we're talking with Colleen Kristen Brewster about this tour she's got, Only Cute Women.
Well, you know something, Phil, I really think it puts me in a bad light when you put it that way. We're just talking about women who understand what I'm talking about when I say that you're tired of just giving sex to the men you date. You want to be seen as having some other capabilities.
I understand that. It's just that you're saying the only people that would be qualify would be women who are really, really cute.
And those women know who they are.
All right. Here is Raina on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. She keeps saying that these women should know what cute is, but I think being cute and having a nice body is quite subjective, and each person has their own definition of what
that is.
But
there's a lot of us who go to, we can go to a favorite cocktail bar on a Friday night, and we get hit on, and men are interested in us.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
But some men...
But if you don't know what I'm talking about, then...
Right.
You know what I mean? You're probably not one of them.
Well.
Okay, I think I'm cute, and I think I have a nice body, but...
Okay, well, maybe. I don't know.
You know, some people consider Kate Moss as having a nice body, whereas others consider...
Does have a really nice body, and I think she really is cute. That's something that I'll judge. Do you have anything else you wanted to ask me? The price is $5,000. We do have a discount for an early booking.
Uh-huh. Okay, is that it, Raina? Thank you. Here is, Peggy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. I find this woman very offensive. extremely offensive. Where, how shallow
this
can
is
a
really
person be?
Something that is for cute women. I don't know who you are.
Well, my name is Peggy, and I'm from St. Louis, and I find you extremely offensive. And
well, I don't
one,
know why. I'm not talking about, I'm not putting you down.
Okay.
Peggy, let me ask you something. Is your radio turned up?
Excuse me?
Is your radio turned up?
No, it's down right now.
Okay. Are you having a hard time hearing us?
No, I'm
no, fine. She can hear me.
All right, she's just stunned, I guess, by some of the things that you're saying, Colleen. One of the things is you said that you're not trying to offend her. And
What have I said to offend you, Peggy?
The fact that you want cute women to go on this?
This is for women who are tired of being sex objects.
And what about the rest of the women?
If a woman has a problem with this package, she's not cute.
Okay, see, I find that extremely offensive because you have
then
no
you
idea
must not be
who
cute.
I am.
Then you must not be cute.
Well, you obviously
are. You cute?
Well, you know what? I think I am. I am very self-confident about myself.
Self-confidence
and I find
is
you
really, really great. I love self-confidence, but do you have the kind of body where the one of the men that you date is constantly wanting sex?
You know what? I am fat, and I will admit to that.
Okay,
but
so you can't. But what I would say, Peggy, is this. If we have this tour at the end of the summer, you're able to work off some of the weight, and you are really cute.
How do you find someone cute by how they look? Is intelligence not part of what you look at a person?
Okay, Peggy, we got to take a break. Thanks for your call.
No, I want to answer that question, Phil. Okay.
Well, this is turning into some. Do you have a comment or do you have or just questions? And can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, why does it take you 15 seconds to answer me when I ask you a question or when she's talking?
Maybe because I'm on a cell phone? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's like this is the weirdest thing.
Phil, some women take offense at the truth. And when I book a self-confidence tour, I'll give you a call, Peggy, all right?
Okay, that's
but
fine.
Right now, I don't think you've got what it takes.
Yeah, I don't
Thank
think
you.
You've got what it takes either.
To do what? To be
to
fat?
To just be a decent human being.
I
that's
am a
what.
Decent human being. I own my own business.
You know what?
I got that's, a lot of men
honey,
who like
that's
me.
That's great. I have a doctorate degree. I'm a very intelligent
I have a
person.
Lot of men.
And I make a hell of a lot of money. And I find you extremely
well,
offensive.
I find you somebody who doesn't understand what it's like to be slim.
And you know what? And that's fine. You're a very shallow person.
You know, that's
very
really
shallow.
You know what?
Because
really,
if that's what you look for in a person, then you have a hell of a lot to learn about people.
You know what?
Because beauty is not on the outside. It's on the inside. And if you judge a book by its cover, then that is just pathetic.
Well, you know what, Peggy? Could you load in a few more cliches? Beauty's only skin deep. Don't judge a book by its cover. Any more cliches?
Don't be a smartass. She said some things that are very profound there.
Thank you.
Beauty is only on the inside.
The only people that say that beauty is only skin deep or on the inside are fat and are really not cute.
You know, being cute and being fat, I really don't see how that correlates with anything.
Well,
I really
let me put
don't.
It this way, Peggy. You have a degree?
I have many
I
degrees.
I own my own business.
Many.
I own my own business.
And you know what? That
and
is great.
I'm cute.
Good
and I'm cute.
You.
And I'm really smart.
Oh, well, you know what? I am, too.
Do you own
I
your own business?
I am, too. And I teach children of this country is what I do. And I
well,
don't see you,
know you
teaching the children anything
you
because you are
Peggy,
very shallow.
I own one of the biggest travel agencies. We go on really fun tours.
Oh, travel agency. Wow, that's just wonderful.
Have you been to Mexico? Have you been to some of the places I've been?
I have been all over the world, honey. That's where?
Where
I've been.
Have
all
you been, to,
over
have
the
you been
world.
To Cancun?
I have been everywhere.
Have you been to Miami?
I have been everywhere.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I doubt it.
Well,
you're okay,
wrong.
You doubt it.
Well, I doubt it. And I really, really think that once we book a tour for the Final Four that includes fat people, you know, you can call me.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
And I think it's a really bad generalization on your part that you say fat people.
Have you been?
I
you
think
said
that
you were
very
fat.
Sad. I really
you
do.
You said you were fat.
All right, this is like I thought. I think this thing's deteriorating. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
This is Raj Sunim, and I want to say you're listening to the Phil Henry Show. He does all of the voices. He does all the characters. He does all of the brilliant comedy. He does all the theater. And for those of you who can't figure it out, go listen to another show. You call up, you go, I don't get this show. What is this about? Where did he get these guests? He makes them up, you stupid bastard. Now here's Phil Henry.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and we have Colleen, turn our music down, we have Colleen Kristen Brewster on the line from the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach. The Final Four Tour Package, which includes a trip to the Final Four, and you'll be able to be with the man that, you know, the men that you date, according to your brochure. Colleen, you say that you and women like you who are tired of sex, tired of being seen as sex objects, and you just want to be taken seriously for a weekend. Okay, is that it?
Well, so really what it's about is I get really tired of coming home from work, taking my clothes off, jumping into bed, servicing my boyfriend, and then all he wants to do is take me out and show me off, takes me to dinner, shows me off, and really doesn't get into, you know, the serious discussion of the Wallstock streets or the Final Four, things like that. And we want men to stop making us just give them sex. And we're tired of spending most of our lives on our hands and knees. And
okay, I got that, and you're getting a little graphic.
But you see what I'm saying? This is an opportunity for us to go to the Final Four basketball championships and talk to our boyfriends.
And to that end, you've created a tour. It's just that the women out there that aren't good looking enough, you're not allowing on the tour. Here is Ann on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Ann, go ahead.
This is Ann. I'm just calling to make a comment as one of the attractive women out there who has been wined and dined, who has been taken
right
to numerous countries out in the world, New
right
Zealand, Hawaii.
Then you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I find you incredibly shallow. I would never even dream of going on one of your tours.
Well, wait a second, then. You really don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being a man's sex fantasy.
Well, I have felt that way.
To the exclusion of conversation.
And do I allow it? No. I can show that I'm an intelligent person, even though I've been told I'm stunning, and I have been taken to
many places, but I still
find you incredibly shallow.
Well, we really, really want to be taken seriously, and this is a chance for us to enjoy the Final Four championships of basketball.
Well, I don't know how anybody can take you seriously, to be honest.
Well,
I mean, I find you offensive, but
business.
I also find it laughable.
I own my own business.
I own my own business. I have my own nightclub.
You know something? I'm really tired of coming home from work, and whatever guy is there asks me to put my legs in the air and then wanting me to get up so he can take me out and wear me like a bracelet.
I think it's because you allow it. I think you need to show, if you are as attractive as you are professing to be, then I think you, shame on you for allowing it.
Well, that's just
if you have a mind, then show it. But don't, you know, I mean, sitting here complaining about spreading your legs, I would never even dream about saying that on the air.
Absolutely. I mean, that's not the first thing you said, but spending your life on your hands and knees and all of this stuff, okay? We get the idea here, Colleen. Your boyfriend, you're talking about the men in your life.
That's right.
So how many men are you? I won't even ask, okay?
The whole point of this tour is for the men in our lives to take us seriously. If you're tired of coming home and taking the pounding that you take and not getting to talk about Clinton and what he's doing in the White House.
So you can't talk about what Clinton's doing in the White House or what Bush is doing now in the White House, then maybe you don't have the mind to be taken seriously.
No,
I invest money. I'm up with all the political events. I own my own business.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand. Are you married?
No.
Well, that's the whole thing. Are you currently having sex with a man?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, all right, so you come home, he gives you the pounding of a lifetime, and then what?
Oh, God.
You know,
that's
Phil,
not
you
what
really
it's about. I mean, if you allow, then you're no more than prostituting yourself.
It doesn't matter how many men are in my life. I can please them all. But I'm tired of no one talking to me about Gore and Bush and all of them.
And how can you be taken seriously? If all you can do is pleasure someone, then how can you expect to be taken seriously?
And that's what I'm trying to say to you. It's not all that I want to do. I want to talk about the Final Four and basketball and everything.
The Final Four is basketball. You've made some factual...
That's right.
You know, you talk about Wall Stock Street. Wall Street is where, you know, you own your own business, okay? And I know you do, Colleen, but you're myopic. All you know is the travel business. Wall Street, not Wall Stock Street. And not Dow Street.
That's right.
Well, if the men in my life would allow me the dignity to be a woman, then I would know these things.
Well,
but
Colleen,
instead,
then what
all
you
they
need
do,
to do is you need to
you know,
need
I
to
really
do that
work
on your
hard.
Own. No man is going to allow you to do that. You have to do that on your own.
I want to do it on my own, but, you know, I can't even have a conversation with him because it comes out mumbled. I've got something in my mouth as soon as I get home.
Okay.
Phil, I really resent you.
I resent you saying all this stuff. I got something in my mouth as soon as I come home. I spend my life on all fours. I got my head. You know, all right, I get it. You're having sex. I get that, okay?
And you're another man that's going to cut me off and not let me express myself?
Oh, come on, man.
I think you've more than expressed yourself.
Yeah. All right, Ann, thank you for your call. I've been letting you do this now for the hour. Here is Angela on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I think that absolutely she's as much of a hypocrite as she's saying her boyfriend is. If all her boyfriend wants her for is to come home and have sex with her, she's saying that she'll only go out with a group of people that are pleasurable to the eye.
No.
She doesn't want to talk to women for what they have to say. She only wants to be
with
women if they're beautiful bodies.
No, that you're really wrong, Angela. I want to go out with women who have the same problem that I have, and that is we spend all of our life at work building up our businesses. We come home, the ankles go behind the ears, and
that's the next five hours. You don't have anything worthwhile to say. And that's why
I'm
you're used for that.
That
you allow yourself to be used for that.
Women can have it all. We can have...
And believe me, there are women that don't have to be beautiful that can have intelligent conversations with men.
What do you mean?
You don't have to be beautiful for a man to want to talk to you.
Well, those are the only
have an
women
intelligent
that,
conversation with
well,
you.
Well, I know that, Angela. Those are the only women that men will talk to, the ones that they don't want to take
to
bed.
Oh, baloney. Baloney. Men talk to me all the time. It has nothing to do with look.
Are you... But you said you were ugly.
No, I didn't say I was ugly.
Yes, you did.
I don't think looks have anything to do with it. But I'm a very attractive woman. I'm not overweight. I have a nice body. I'm intelligent.
I thought she said she resented me because I was cute.
No, I don't resent you at all. I feel sorry for you.
You know, the only time my boyfriend talks to these lips, well, they aren't even these lips. He's talking to another pair of lips.
Well, how much more of this do we have to...
I think the problem is an emotional, unstable... psychological problem with you. I don't think it has anything to do with your look.
Oh, so now I want to take a bunch of women to the Final Four, and I'm insane. You,
please,
Angela,
I wouldn't even want to go anywhere with you.
You really don't
me.
Get it. You really don't understand that the Final Four can be for women, too.
Oh,
we
please,
don't...
the Final Four has nothing to do with what you're saying.
Are you Cuban?
Please, am I Cuban?
Are you Cuban or Puerto Rican?
What does that have to do with it?
Because you know you've got a wonderful backyard. That's what the men down there like. And,
oh, my God, I'm not Cuban and I'm not Puerto Rican.
Well, then there's some reason they're talking to you.
What'd you say?
What is the reason they're talking to you for, then?
Because
if
I just had to
have a
call
nice
because
butt.
you were just,
they don't
being
talk
a hypocrite you
have a
like
nice
you
butt.
Say your
they're talking
was
to,
a hypocrite.
They're talking
you're
to her
being the hypocrite.
I don't know. The men are talking to you. And if it's not because you don't have a great ass...
Okay. You know, all of this stuff you're telling me about men and women and what they're talking about and why they're talking about stuff, you got to have a little bit more respect for all the women than just the cute ones, okay?
We're starting cute, Phil. This tour is for cute. The World Series will be for the ones like Angela, the ones that carry a little more baggage under the chin. The Super Bowl will get into, you know, the ones that are really morbidly obese. But right now... Point made. Men talk to that woman all the time. She probably shouldn't show up to get the tickets in person because it'd be embarrassing for both of us. So, Angela, it was good talking to you, but you really, 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 really need to stay away from my office.
Okay. That to me is offensive. Kelly, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how
Kelly,
are you?
Good.
I just have a few comments. Angela Ann pretty much summed up what I had said before.
Are you cute?
I'm very pretty. I would like to say I'm beautiful. I'm
smart. Do you have a nice body?
Excuse me?
Do you have a nice body?
I have a great body.
Okay, does your husband use you for anything other than sex?
He uses me for nothing. We have a wonderful sex life. We have a 7-month-old daughter. We have a wonderful marriage. We have intellectual conversation. We sit around and we can drink beer and
don't think, Kelly, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a man who just constantly wants sex and then just wants to take me out to dinner.
Colleen, I think it's the company you keep.
I think that's the problem.
If you try and get a group of women together of what you're looking for,
I just want to do something more. Just want to do something more than suck and cook.
Suck and cook. You know.
And don't forget that prize, $5,000 for the final four. You're gonna hang up on me, I know, because you do it to all the.
Yeah, she's right. I do it to all of them because my producer booked another suck. I want to do more than suck and cook. Calling Kristen Brewster, if you'd like to contact their office, 213-251-3189. That's 251-3189 in the 213 area code. On the go with Calling Kristen Brewster Pace for this time on The Phil Henry Show. This was a paid advertisement. Jesus. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, we had a microphone problem there. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So what we have here is number one mic out, so you guys are freaking out. Don't worry about it. We just got this mic is dead, right? Well, we'll figure it out. I can't use this thing all show, though. No. I'm using this crazy-ass thing that's been swung over here from stage left. It's this big, long thing. It's, Jesus, is this yours, Mike? Oh, I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And I'm up to 2 push-ups now. I just thought I'd let you guys know. There's just little things from my life, small victories that I'm accruing day by day. And not only am I down to the big 247 pounds, I'm now up to 2 push-ups a day. Do you realize, well, of course you realize how pathetic that is. You don't have to know a lot about a man to know that when he says he's up to 2 push-ups, you know things are bad. Things are sad. Things are weak. Things are flabby. Things are sloppy. That's me. Actually, things are getting better because I couldn't do a push-up 2 days ago. Maybe it's because I'm not used to doing them or something. But I actually got there, I did the 2 push-ups, and I'm rocking and rolling now. And you know, given the events of the day, and I don't want to get into that stuff right now, but I will a little bit later on, where people are inevitably going to be blaming television and all this bullcrap, I was thinking about what influenced me as a kid, TV-wise. Was there anything on television that actually prompted me to go out and do something, actually prompted me to go out and take action? And I looked at my life honestly, and I realized there were 2 things. Popeye with the spinach and the Superman TV show with Kellogg's. And that's good. That's not bad. That's good. I never wanted to go out and kill anybody, but I did actively ask my mother for spinach after I saw Popeye squeeze it out of the can and eat it. Now, I'm not a typical guy. I realize that I'm a big mouth on the radio. See, I perhaps can't use me as a fair test subject. But I'm just telling you, and I'm being very honest with you, the 2 things that I actively created in my life that I went out and did as the result of something I saw on television were good things. Now, spinach was one, and the other is, for people who are my age, you may remember the Superman TV series, Kellogg's was the sponsor. And it would have this big S for Superman, and the S would shoot up there. And then the announcer would say, brought to you by Kellogg's, and you'd see this big Kellogg's logo. And every time I see that show, I think of cornflakes now. Every time I see Superman and I hear that theme, I think of Kellogg's cornflakes, and I couldn't watch that show without going and eating more cornflakes. Now, I don't think that's bad. I mean, maybe it isn't great, because it's all it did was reinforce a corporate, you know, sort of a corporate presence in our country. But, you know, if cornflakes is the worst thing we got going for us in corporate America, I wish Kellogg's was publicly traded, Jack. I'd buy a few shares. I mean, I would, if Fruit Loops, if Fruity Pebbles, if Count Chocula, if Cinnamon Toast Crunch, if any of that crap was publicly traded, I'd be there. Because the only thing that my kids eat are that Fruity Pebbles, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and all that other crap, and that's the only reason why they're using any of the milk, and we only use like a gallon a week now because Fatso stopped drinking all the milk, meaning me. But isn't that interesting? And nothing else I can think of. There's no real, nothing else caused me to go out and really, and to this day I love spinach, I eat spinach, and I think of Popeye when I eat it, and I think that it's actually making me stronger. And even back in my fattest days, back when I was 260 pounds, I would eat spinach and think that I was built like Popeye, with one weird wonky eye, a corncob pipe, and the big bulging forearms, the big Steve Garvey forearms. But I did. I got two push-ups out of myself today, so I'm going for three tomorrow. And that's really, these are the small victories that Phil Hendry is, celebrating these days, and the 247 pounds, and the fact that I got home yesterday. And Marie and I went out and celebrated an anniversary date in our relationship. And I went out last night and I ate onion and garlic soup and I didn't give a crap. Melissa's telling me not to push myself too fast. Three push-ups tomorrow may be too much too soon. Yeah, you're right, Melissa. I might tear a muscle or something. Better ease back on that. What are you up to now? Three? Wow. But, yeah, I went out last night, and, because we went out and we had a little Italian food, and she said, and the appetizer this evening, sir? You know how they give you the specials? Let me tell you about our specials. We have the swordfish and the pesto, a very light olive oil sauce. Then for our aperitif, on and on they go. And the appetizer this evening, sir, is an onion and garlic soup. And I said, is that cream-based? No, I'll have it. Because I was so bloody. I was so hungry last night, man, when I went out to dinner with Maria, and I made the big mistake. We sat at the bar waiting for the table. I said, I'll have a Chevis on the rocks. Nothing in my stomach. I had that one Chevis. Then we sat down. Then the food kind of came slowly, and so now we ordered a bottle of wine. I walked out of there. I was bombed out of my skull. Thank God she was driving. She DD'd. Just that one lousy Chevis, you know? So, Mike, let that be a lesson to you, man. Before you have lunch, okay, stop with the whiskey. I don't mind you drinking on the job, man. I'd just rather you eat before you do it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry.